This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. This is Riyad Orzazi. Welcome to another episode of Rocky Ramadan 2016, day 27. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل منا ومنكم أيها الإخوة والأخوات. أسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل صيامكم وقيامكم ودعاءكم في هذه الأيام المباركة. لعلها كانت ليلة القدر البارحة، فأسأل الله سبحانه وتعالى أن يتقبل ويعتق رقابكم من النار. My brothers and sisters, I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to accept your ibadat and accept your siyam and qiyam. I ask Allah Azza wa Jal, as maybe yesterday was the night of the 27, if it was indeed, then I ask Allah Azza wa Jal to save your souls from hellfire and to accept your ibadat. But the fact is that Laylat al-Qadr, you know, keeps changing, so we do not know, and you don't want to sort of like take a break now, you know, because you want to end Ramadan on a high. You want to end on a high, so how can you end on a high, my brothers and sisters? Do not count how many days are left or how many days passed. Don't count the days, but make the days count. I'm quoting Muhammad Ali here, rahmatullah alayh. Don't count the days, but make the days count. So, how would you feel if you were working, you know, on a document for, let's say, 27 days? You've been working on it. And then you forgot to save the document, and the document is all gone, you know. So same thing here, been working, let's say, for 27 days, and then you quit, you know, and you stop practicing everything you've done for the past 27 days. So this is, you know, it's like all the work gone to waste. So my brothers and sisters, the thing is, inshallah ta'ala, it's never late. Yes, we still have about 3 days left or 4 days left. It's never late. There's so much that you can do. And I'm talking to all of you here, including myself, including those who maybe have not taken advantage of the these, you know, days of Ramadan. And they may feel desperate that, you know, what, you know, I feel bad. I feel, you know, sort of like a regret that, you know, I did not do much work, you know. But there's still a chance, my brothers. We still are witnessing the final 10 days. These are blessed, you know, days of Ramadan. So what can you do? There's a lot that you can do. You know, there's a lot that you can do, as simple as making dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's say, you know, try to plant trees in Jannah. Subhanallah, alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah, is the treasure of Jannah. You know, sending salat upon Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, in the morning, in the evening, 10 times. If you were to send salat upon Prophet Muhammad, like, you know, sending salat as saying, Allahumma salli wa sallam ala nabina Muhammad, if you were to do that 10 times in the morning, 10 times in the evening, you will earn the intercession of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Reading the Quran, you know, reading the Quran, like, you know, reading Qul Huwallahu Ahad 3 times is equivalent, or once is equivalent to 1/3 of the Quran. But there is a hadith which some ulama have weakened, just so you know, and others have actually authenticated. One of them is Sheikh Al-Albani rahmatullah alayh. He considered it as hadith hasan, as a good hadith. But Sheikh bin Baz rahmatullah alayh, he weakened it. And this hadith is reported by Imam Ahmad, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, whosoever recites Qul Huwallahu Ahad 10 times, Allah will build a house for him in Jannah. You know, Qul Huwallahu Ahad 10 times. So these are some of the things you could do. Sadaqah, you still can do sadaqah every day. You know, even $1, £1, whatever your currency is, $1 a day, you know, in these final 3 days from Ramadan. Try to serve the community, serve, you know, help your friends, do something good for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these final 10 days. And ad-du'a. Ad-du'a, du'a, don't underestimate the power of ad-du'a. Also something that you could do, you know, in after Fajr, as the Prophet Muhammad says, and also after Maghrib, you know, especially after Fajr, whoever says after Fajr, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, 7 times, Allahumma ajirni minan nar, oh Allah save me from hellfire, Allah Azza wa Jal, you know, the fire will say, oh Allah save him from me. The father would speak and say, "Oh Allah, save him from me. Allahumma ajirni minan nar. Allahumma ajirni minan nar." You know, so few things that you could do, inshaAllah ta'ala. Read the Qur'an, whatever you can. Or maybe you have not, you know, completed the khatmah of the Qur'an. But, you know, if you haven't, you still have some time, inshaAllah ta'ala, to do some recitation of the Qur'an. It's always good time. There's no bad time. It's always good time. We still have time to do a lot of things. So, inshaAllah ta'ala, don't feel desperate and don't feel despair. Just go, inshaAllah ta'ala, and do your best. May Allah accept from you. Until another episode of Rock Ramadan 2016, I say, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.